Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Yami and Yama. This story was written by me, and it's based on a Hindu myth. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. You have probably heard many stories that begin with the words, a long time ago. But this story begins with the words, the long time ago. That's because this story starts back in the time before night had been invented. There was only the day. On this one long day, the creators of the world made two small children, a girl called Yami and a boy called Yama. The creators made them to be twins, and they were the only two people in the world. Yami loved her twin brother Yama, and Yama loved his twin sister Yami. They played games with each other all through the day. On this day, they grew to be an older girl and an older boy. Yami loved to make clothes for her and her brother, and Yama loved to paint the nails on his and his sister's fingers. On the same day, they grew to be a teenage girl and a teenage boy. Yami loved to teach her brother how to dance, and Yama loved to teach his sister how to sing. On this same day, they grew to be a woman and a man. Yami loved to gather the sweetest foods for her and her brother, and Yama loved to cook for him and his sister. On this same day, they grew to be an older woman and an older man. Yami still went out gathering the sweetest foods for her and her brother, but when she came back to their garden, she found Yama lying asleep under a tree in their garden. At first, Yami smiled and gave Yama a gentle shake.
"Oh, brother, are you tired? Look, you've fallen asleep in the garden."
But after shaking him and shaking him and shaking him, and calling him and calling him and calling him, and getting confused and then cross and then scared and then sad, Yami realized her brother could not wake up. He had died. So, on that day, Yami buried her brother beside the tree in their garden. Then, on that same day, Yami sat under the tree and cried. Later, the animals came to her and asked why she was crying. Yami told them,
"Today, my brother has died."
Still later, the birds came to her and asked why she was crying. Yami told them,
"Today, my brother has died."
Even later, the creators of the world came to her and asked why she was crying. Yami told them,
"Today, my brother has died."
Yami couldn't stop crying. She had loved her brother so much. Much later, the animals came back to her and said,
"Yami, you're still crying? Isn't this a day for making clothes?"
Yami shook her head and said,
"I can't make clothes today. This is the day my brother died."
A good deal later, the birds came back to her and said,
"Yami, you're still crying. Isn't this a day for dancing?"
Yami shook her head and said,
"I can't dance today. This is the day my brother died."
A great deal later, the creators of the world came back to her and said, "Yami,
You're still crying. Isn't this a day for gathering the sweetest foods?
Yami shook her head and said,
I can't gather food today. This is the day my brother died.
A huge amount of time later, the animals came back to her and said,
Yami, you've been crying so long that your tears are covering the land. Please, can you stop crying?
Yami shook her head and said,
I can't stop crying today. This is the day my brother died.
An inordinate amount of time later, the birds came back to her and said,
Yami, you've been crying so long that your tears are reaching our nests in the trees. Please, can you stop crying?
Yami shook her head and said,
I can't stop crying today. This is the day my brother died.
An exceedingly long period of time later, the creators of the world came back to her and said, Yami, you've been crying so long that your tears are flooding the world. Please, can you stop crying? Yami shook her head and said,
I can't stop crying today. This is the day my brother died.
That was part one of Yami and Yama. To find out if Yami manages to stop crying before she floods the entire world, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? Please just take a few moments to write a short review of this podcast on your podcast player. Your reviews help other people to know the fun that can be enjoyed inside this podcast, which means you'll be helping us to spread that fun even further. Just look for a button on your podcast player that says review, or maybe comment. Tap that and type away. Or if your podcast player lets you give us a heart or a star, or maybe many stars, that would be great too. Thank you ever so much. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.